Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Program. Get on board right now with an email or two, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. We'll tackle those in a little tiny bit. Also, you can call 844-RAY-SHOW if you have a pressing money question. This, the one talk show in America. You got to tune into. You got to do it every day, folks, because you know doggone well we help you make better money moves. As we tackle a lot of topics today, we'll have a business spotlight later on in the show, talking real estate with a fine gentleman from the Salt Lake City area. I want to ask him about flipping houses in that particular market. Is there an investment opportunity there? Because there sure as heck isn't much in the way of rental property in San Diego, unless you got a boatload of money to put down. Or San Francisco or Los Angeles or anywhere in California for that matter. Also, I want to talk about the upside of losing half of your money. How could there be an upside in that? Seriously. Well, Morgan Housel wrote about this a bit ago, and it talks about why extreme diversification is important. So I start today with sort of the monthly index report. We're through May. We're into June now. So sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program. We're also going to make room for Lynn Rowe in just a bit. And there's James Stewart. He hasn't shaved yet, so that means the house is not complete.
I don't know if my body's going to last long enough for it to
be. Well, you're talking a lot of people out of doing this, home ownership thing, and then rent it out, and then fix it up, and then flip it, and all that. Just stay away?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
No. Just have somebody else do all the work.
Have somebody do the work. All right, here's the report, the year-to-date report. And there's a reason for my madness here, method to my madness here, because I want to talk about extreme diversification. And we've discussed so much of this. The Standard & Poor's 500 is up 8.7% year to date. Not bad, and it's about double that if you look at the last 12 months. It's just been amazing, especially since the election. Stocks have been on a tear. There was a little bit of a hiccup, when Trump fired Comey and all that stuff, a 300 or 400 point drop. But other than that, it's been pretty darn good considering the fact that there's people protesting in the streets almost on a daily basis about something or another that Trump had to say. The Dow's up 7.5% year to date. The NASDAQ composite, which is large cap tech stocks primarily, when we look at the returns there, it has doubled the Dow. It's at 15.7%. Large cap growth stocks. Now, here's what's really fascinating to me. We've talked about growth. Remember, I've said it 1,000 times if I've said it once. You want to have broad diversification. You want large, you want small. You want domestic, you want international. You want growth, you want value. You want emerging markets. You want, you know, the international markets. So large cap growth up 14.3%. Large cap value only up 3%. How many times have people talked about, well, I focus on value stocks because that's where you make money. Value stocks, underpriced, you know, low PE. Not working now. This is why you need everything, because ain't nobody out there smart enough to predict what's going to happen next. I've even talked about tilting your portfolio towards small cap value, because when you look over time, that adds a significant return. Significant. And Paul Merriman's written about this on Market Watch. Many people, Fama, French, all of the research that's been done, small cap value. Well, when we look at small cap value, Jim, year to date, minus 2.9%, whereas small cap growth up 6.3%. Growth overtaking value. Now, remember, we've talked about these cycles before. And one of the reasons why I try not to make predictions is because usually when people do that, they get egg all over their face, if they're willing to admit it. I happen not to like egg on my face, so I say buy it all. Yeah, if you have small cap value and you bought off on the tilt your portfolio thing, it'll probably, over the next 20 or 30 years, work out to your advantage. But in the last, you know, 5 months, not so much, which also tells you something else about the stock market and looking at it in short-term spurts. How about this one? Remember when Warren Buffett and Jack Bogle said, forget the international markets. They're not really going to do anything for you. The Europe, Australia, and Far Eastern Index is up 14.4% year to date. Once again, about 50% more than the Standard & Poor's 500, at least 50% more, maybe more than that, almost 100% more, actually, than the Dow. It's almost doubled the Dow. Think about that for a minute. You've got two of the smartest, best investors on planet Earth saying, I don't mess with the international markets, because quite frankly, over the last 5-6 years, remember that recency bias behavior we've talked about? Most of us have it. And again, if you're talking long-term investing, maybe over the next 30 years, there won't be that significant a difference. But pretty significant now. And so this is why extreme diversification is important. Now we get into the bond market. Fascinating story with bonds. Because interest rates have been going up, yet bonds are going up and stocks are going up. Usually there's this diversion or an interesting dichotomy between the two. They don't always move in lockstep. But U.S. government bonds are up 2.4%. High-yield corporate bonds are up 4.8%. And then there's the diversifying managed futures, down 8%. I've never been a big, huge managed futures guy. I got talked into it once when I was an advisor many years ago. These wholesalers come out and they say, you really need to do this. Look at our algorithms and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I tried it on for a while and it never seemed to work for me. But there are people that swear by it, so I'm not going to pick sides. I'm just saying extreme diversification. Don't eliminate any of these, because if you eliminate small cap value, as I mentioned, because it's performed dismally by comparison year to date, minus 3% compared to up, you know, 14% for international and 8 or 9% for the Standard & Poor's 500. Oh, I'm going to avoid small cap value because I too have recency bias. That would be stupid, wouldn't it? Because small cap value, if you look historically, has been really the best performing asset class. And then when we look at the risk component or the volatility component, you will see that there's varying degrees of risk associated with each of these. But what's even more fascinating to me, when I studied this stuff for a living way back when, when you added a riskier component to a diversified portfolio, you increased the potential for return without dramatically increasing the risk. We found that with real estate, as an example. Real estate investment trusts, the Ibbotson data comes in and says, hey, guess what? When you add real estate investment trusts, which can be exceptionally volatile, remember in the crash back in 2008, they dropped like 70%. The market dropped 50%. REITs dropped 70% or 75, 80 in some cases. When you add long-term now, real estate investment trusts to a portfolio, according to Ibbotson, you increase your rate of return and you decrease your risk, even though singularly they may appear to be a lot more volatile investment. And that has to do with this thing we call correlation, how one asset class correlates to another asset class. It's the zigzag story all over again. So this is one of the reasons why you want extreme diversification, because you could lose half of your money in any one of those investments. And we're going to explain in a moment when we come back what Morgan Housel had to say about the upside of losing 50% of your money. Could there be an upside? Stick around. Extreme vetting. No. Extreme diversification. I get the two confused. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. 844-729-7469. Emails, raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Shoot me an email right now, and I'll be right back. So make sure you stay with us.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Co-hosting this a segment of the Ray Lucia Show, Lynn Rowe. They're not talking about you, and they're saying, do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Get it? Ah, oh, not you. She's pretty. They didn't say do-a-diddy-diddy. Smart, did they? Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. I want your input on this because I've been talking about diversification and how more is better than less, right? Mm-hmm. So something I learned from you.
This is a sermon that you've preached to me for many years.
And Morgan Housel wrote about this, I don't know, a year or so ago, and I've kept this, and I've been meaning to read from this because it's really good. So if you don't mind, you can give me your comments later.
Okay.
But here's what Morgan had to write. Investment firm Horizon Research Group wrote a paper a few years ago about a group of art dealers who made fortunes in the 19th and 20th century. A small handful of these dealers ended up owning massive collection of masterworks by Picasso, Matisse, and so forth. What's incredible is the value of art, as you well know, is subjective, and it's impossible to know what a piece of art is going to be worth 100 years from now, 50 years from now, 5 minutes from now. I happen to have owned some art and bought some art in the past, and never really saw it as much of an investment, but I looked online once about some stuff, and I'm going, oh, you know, I didn't do the calculation, but it was worth more than what I paid for it, and I didn't buy it for that reason. Anyway, he goes on to talk about how by buying this vast quantity of art, when the art market collapsed and they lost most of the money on these, you know, famous pieces of art, a few, like some of the Picassos and so forth, became worth so much money that it offset the losses on the others.
Mm-hmm.
So, which brings us to another study that was done by J.P. Morgan, which showed the percentage of the Russell 3000 companies that suffered what they called a catastrophic loss, which is defined as when a stock falls 70% or more. From 1980 to 2014, it just incredible how many of the Russell 3000 companies suffered that kind of a loss. 40% of companies in the index had catastrophic 70% losses.
I remember those.
So yep. So when you think about it, you know, you lose 70%, you're giving up. Most people are throwing in the towel. Well, here's what the J.P. Morgan data shows. 64% of stocks underperformed the overall index from 1980 to 2014. About a third were reasonable winners, and 7% of components absolutely knocked it out of the park. The return of those 7% was enough to not only offset the losers, but push the entire index up almost 50-fold. Think about that. No different than the art dealers, you know. One Picasso in the group can make up for a whole lot of Ray Lucia paintings or George W. Bush paintings. I'm sure he's a lot better than I am. He goes on, the key to making a lot of money is to own so much stuff that you guarantee capitalism will destroy most of your investments, but equally sure that a tiny group of successes will offset those losses. Over time, the overall return converges on the best elements of the portfolio. I'll stop there and get your input, Ms. Rowe, CFP.
Well, I remember those days when the Russell 3000 took such a beating. And frankly, I also remember some of those stocks just coming back and making our eyes bug out because of the recovery. But at the same time, Ray, this is the same sermon that you've preached for many years about extreme diversification. That doesn't mean that you go out selectively and you buy one stock, one share of each company that you can find. But it means...
Coke and Pepsi is not diversification?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah. But point being that you do the diversification with a plan, with a strategy in mind, and you look at those different segments of investing, and you participate in those different segments of investing on an ongoing basis without letting your emotions dictate your decisions.
And that's why in the first, Seggy, I don't know if you were listening as you were driving in, but I talked about having multiple asset classes,
right,
and how even
exactly
really smart people like Warren Buffett and Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard, have pretty much said, oh, forget the international stuff. You don't really need that, which I guess in general that might be true. But when you look at it over this very short time horizon, year to date, you see that the international markets, although well underperforming over the last few years, much overperformed on a relative basis. And now when you look at valuations, those that care about valuations, and I can tell you not very many people do anymore because we've been grossly overvalued for years now. But when you look at valuations, you look at the international markets, having an allocation there will tend to help improve your performance over long time periods while reducing your risk. And I told the story earlier about how just adding one varied component like real estate to an overall stock position increases the potential for return and decreases the potential risk. It doesn't mean it will happen all the time, especially over short time periods. But when you look at this particular study that we're alluding to, whether it's art or whether it's stocks, having extreme diversification, that is large and small, domestic and international, growth and value, real estate and emerging markets, you shake it all up, and that's pretty extreme, as opposed to trying to pick that one winner.
Yeah, nobody's
Apple.
A Svengali. Nobody knows which one is going to be the winner. But by the same token, Ray, that kind of diversification gives you a much better chance of having a moderately acceptable, if you will, rate of return over time in the worst times, and far better than maybe even some of the planners out there who try to pick the stocks over the periods of time when it's doing well.
Speaking of planners, that's you, Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
Her specialization is healthcare, although she has spent more years than I think she would like to admit, nor will I out her on this program. Many years, let's just say that, many, many years of helping clients retire in comfort and safety, and now specializes in an area that probably is the one aspect of retirement planning that shouldn't be ignored by anyone, but is ignored by 70-80% of the population. And that's in the area of long-term health care and making sure that you cover that contingency, because you could be spending $8,000-$10,000 a month on caregiving. And if there's two of you, as many times there are, both people could end up getting sick or need help at the same time.
Exactly right, Ray. And we can talk more about this later, but the bottom line is we need to take responsibility for this part of our planning and not do, you know, what a lot of people do and stick their heads in the sand and say, somehow it's all going to come together when I need that care.
We'll take a quick break and come back with Lynn Rowe. We started talking last week, Lynn, mm-hmm. about Alzheimer's and dementia and so forth. I want to continue on that vein since it's near and dear and personal to me, and I'm sure so many people out there whose parents or grandparents or someone in their family has experienced in the past or may be experiencing in the future. And in fact, it may be you, and you want to have some discussions with your children about how they might or might not want to be taking care of you in that circumstance were it to happen. Stick around. It's the Ray.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Candy Girl is here. Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. Well, you know, a few weeks ago we celebrated Mother's Day, and we're right around the corner. We're going to be celebrating Father's Day. And how can I put this bluntly? If you really care about mom and dad, if you really and truly care about mom and dad, recognize one thing, that one or the other will likely, and I mean like 70% chance likely, end up being the caregiver of their spouse. And the caregiver, the stress that that puts on the caregiver, shortens their life expectancy. And if you're a baby boomer, or maybe you're a millennial and you're growing up and you're fortunate enough to have some resources, if you don't have a conversation with them, or at least encourage them if they have the money to buy long-term care insurance themselves, or you help them buy it yourself for them, you are missing the boat. A person that knows way more about that than I do, Lynn Rowe. Lynn, I understand more than 15 million families and friends provided over 18 billion hours of caregiving, most of it unpaid, and most of the caregivers are putting their own health in jeopardy.
You've seen it in your family, Ray. I've seen it in my family. We see it all around us. There is a way to solve this problem that means that we step up to the plate and we say, okay, mom, dad, you're on a fixed income. I get it. I'll tell you what, let me help. Let me help. And you can do this. You can help take charge of the situation, sit down with them, have a cup of coffee, do it over lunch, do it at family meeting, and talk to them about it. And if they are just either unable financially to take care of this themselves or unwilling to part with the funds, volunteer. Do it and put it in their court by saying, do this for me, please. Do this for me. I'll pay for it. You do this for me. I did that with my family members.
And I know you're still providing care for one of your family members. And, you know, hats off to you, because I know that it's expensive and it's time consuming and it's stressful. One of the things we do have today that we didn't have years ago are really competitive reverse mortgages.
Yeah.
And when you think about, and I know a lot of people say, well, I'll just use a reverse mortgage if I end up getting sick. And I'm scratching my head on that one, saying, well, wait a minute. If your premium is $4,000 a year and care is $8,000 a month, why don't you just take the $4,000 a year out of the home instead of having to take $8,000 a month out of the home? Run the risk of running out of home equity and not leaving your heirs anything, the same heirs that you would have. They're probably going to stress them out. And can you just talk about the life expectancy of the caregiver? Because you've talked about this before, and it blows me away, because I didn't believe it until I can't say I don't believe you. But you know me, I research everything. I want to confirm. If we're saying it, it's got to be true. Go.
Well, Fidelity did a study a few years ago, and they've updated it on an ongoing basis. But the bottom line is that the caregiver who provides that care, the family, the informal caregiver that provides that care, because of the stress, as Ray pointed out, because of the fatigue, because it's a 24/7 job unless you've got help, and because of the just constant trying to be the caregiver and then switch channels and be the family member, you can't do it. It doesn't work, first of all. It destroys the relationship. But then your life expectancy diminishes as that caregiver. And for female members of the family, I don't care if you're a daughter-in-law, daughter, sister, I don't care. You guys are the designated caregivers in the family every time.
Yeah, it affects women substantially more than it affects men, because women ultimately end up being the caregivers. It's interesting because, Caregivers that are caring for Alzheimer's patients or patients with dementia indicate substantial emotional, financial, and physical difficulties. I'm reading from the Alzheimer's website here. Twice as much in terms of their own suffering their own health problems. And I understand why, because stress is the great killer here in this country. Stress and the stress of having to care for someone with dementia. And I can speak from personal experience now. It is taxing on you. It is hard. And I can take it in spurts. I couldn't take it full time.
Well, it's depressing, too, because you're standing by 24/7 watching somebody that you love dearly slip away from you. You got to get away from that. You got to get the break. You've got to be able to rely on somebody else who's more objective, who does this for a living, who can do all of the right things on behalf of you for your family member. But at the same time, you know, they don't have the stress from the standpoint of watching that pain. And the other thing is, it's depressing from the standpoint of you just feel hopeless. You don't feel like there's any time for you. You can't go do anything that you ever want to do because you are the caregiver. So don't allow yourself to fall into the trap. Do something beforehand, please.
You know, if you think about it, we're talking about this reverse mortgage thing, which for whatever reason has been taboo for so many years. But now what we're finding is the reverse mortgage has applications in financial planning, the likes of which most advisors aren't even aware of today. And when we think about this, I just did a quick calculation. Somewhere between $50,000 to $65,000, depending on what the discount rate is. If your loved one doesn't need the care for a 15-year period, you're talking about the impact of maybe $50,000 to $65,000 over that next 15-year period in lost money because you're pulling $4,000 or $5,000 a year out to pay for a premium out of their mortgage. I mean, think about that. That's like 6 months of care, a year at the most of care. Yeah. A dementia patient can be alive for many, many, many years.
I know there's a couple listening to us probably right now who live in Washington, clients of mine who I think his father's been in care for 12 years and his mom's been in care 10 years with dementia. And they thankfully had long-term care insurance. They utilized all of it, every penny. So that was probably.
Well, I can't imagine having to pay for two. I brought it up earlier.
Oh my gosh!
Because you don't think about it, but if you have two that need care at the same time, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely, and they're going through the estate pretty darn quickly. And he's already resigned himself to the fact that ultimately, once that money is all used up, then we're going to be looking at some Medicaid situation. But he stepped up to the plate and he said, if I have parents who have dementia, knowing the statistics, two, maybe even one, I have a much greater chance of having that kind of illness in my life in the future, and I will not do that to my children.
Yeah, and I think people need to really explore this because it is the one thing, and you know, I do a lot of reading on retirement planning.
Right.
It comes up in every single retirement study. Yet the elephant in the room is people procrastinating, people thinking it will never happen to them.
Not gonna happen to me.
So let's talk about solutions for just a minute, because what I love about you is you've got a whole, you know, bag of tricks that you can pull from to solve this problem. Go.
And I study this all the time. What are some solutions? Well, we've got everything from what we call a linked benefit, where you take the money out of the left pocket, put it in the right pocket, and it's linking a lot of benefits together, like the long-term care, like if you never use it, the life insurance. There are life insurance policies where you can get riders on them that will take care of chronic care, a little bit different, but something for younger people because it can include critical care. You've got critical illness policies that are standalone policies, depending on the state that you're in, that can help, and chronic care policies. You've got home-only care. You've got skilled-only care. I mean, it's just a lot of things that we can put together to make a plan that's best for you.
And you, budget-wise, you've always been able to find money somehow. When I used to do this for a living, Lynn, I spent many, many hours talking with people about this. You know, people that have 500,000, 300,000, a million, 2 million, whatever the number was. And invariably, they had dog investments or investments, you know, a bunch of cash. I might talk about this next hour, but people get so conservative as they age. Their portfolios, especially now in this low interest rate environment, a lot of money is sitting at 0 point nothing. And all you need to do is work with a financial advisor. You don't have to dial the risk up that much. There are safe, guaranteed places right now where you can get significantly more just in interest. And making, if you have $500,000 and you make another 0.5%, you just freed up $2,500 of free money that you weren't getting because maybe you bought a MIGA instead of a CD or whatever. Lynn Rowe knows what MIGAs are. No, I'm running out of time. But please contact Lynn. She is the solutions lady when it comes to solving this very, very critical need in retirement. I want my LTC.net. I want my LTC.net. Or you can just simply call Lynn at 877-270-3127. Very, very important discussion you can have with Lynn. Thank you.
That's right.
Take care. When we come back, it's emails and a business spotlight. Don't go away.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence, it's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning?
If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, we're taking care of some business here on the Ray Lucia Show with our special business spotlight segment. Joining us on the show, Dan Granderrath from Grand Design Properties, LLC, out in Salt Lake City. Dan, thank you for joining us on the show. I wanted to ask somebody, and I'm glad you're here, about this whole real estate business. Now, you're in the Salt Lake area. How's the real estate market look right now?
It's hotter than hot. It's too hot, to be honest with you. There's
really?
Nothing to buy.
Wow. So when you say it's a, would it be then a seller's market or a buyer's market?
It is definitely a seller's market.
So you're in the development business. Obviously, there's a way to make some pretty good money in development profits when the prices keep going up. Talk about your company real quick.
Well, Grand Design Properties is a company that mostly focuses on restorations of older homes because Salt Lake has been so underdeveloped for the last 20 years. Our population continues to rise. So we do lots of restorations on older homes that people either are buying in this current market and then updating, or they can't find anything new to buy. So they buy it, they stay where they're at, and remodel.
Can individuals actually buy a property with a reasonable amount of money down and rent that property out and make money in the greater Salt Lake area?
That's a tough market right now because prices are so high. So the return on investment for a rental property buying in today's environment is very difficult.
I think that's true in many areas around the country. It's certainly true where I am today. Now, I understand you're in business with your wife, Kat, and I was wondering when you and Kat are going to appear on one of those HGTV shows, you know, flipping houses and fixing them up. Any thoughts about that?
We have been asked to do that many times by our friends and colleagues, but we haven't got the call from HDTV yet.
Well, I can send the film crew over there and we can try to put a pilot together. How is it working with a spouse?
It's awesome.
Well, that's good.
I wouldn't
good.
Have it any other way.
That's great news. Dan and Kat, that's K-A-T-N, dangrand.com is the website if you want to check them out. Or you can call them at 801-259-9888 if you're interested in any of their development or restoration projects. Now, you've got some really cool developments going on. Talk about those real quick.
So we started a 16-home new subdivision in Draper, Utah, which is south of Salt Lake City, downtown by about 15 miles. We have 16 homes that are going to be a contemporary style. They're going to range from 3,400 to 4,100 square feet. They're all Ramblers, low roof line. They're going to, the starting price point is going to be in the high 500s and go up to probably about 700. We will have our first hole in the ground in roughly August of this year. And we have another project that we're starting in about 45 days in Orem, Utah, which is right before Provo, south of Salt Lake again. And we're building 42 townhomes. Those are right across the street, right across the freeway from UVU and down the road from BYU. Those are actually going to be excellent investment properties because the average room rate for a student in that area is $900 a month. And these townhomes are going to have three bedrooms in them.
Wow.
So these will be an excellent investment opportunity for people. And that's kind of where the investment opportunities lie in Salt Lake right now, is in the townhome development area.
And I do love this whole student housing potential. We do have to leave it there, but Dan, thank you so much. Dan Grandarath, his website, again, if you're interested in learning more about either the developments, restoration, or investment opportunities in student housing and other townhomes, et cetera, Kat, K-A-T-N, the letter N, dangrand.com. Kat and dangrand.com, 801-259-9888. I wish you the best. We'll talk again soon, I hope, Dan. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Ray Lucia Show. I knew there was a potential for an investment opportunity out there. The problem that you obviously have is you got to find three people to pay $900 a month and then do it on an ongoing basis. Dan, thank you again. Have a great, great day. All right, we've got to move on. We've got emails standing by, so sit back, folks. Let's hit it. Our first email comes in today from Russ. I've been all in stocks. As I near retirement, you indicate that I should have an allocation in bonds. Should I average into bonds or use annuities? You know, that's a really interesting question. I can give you my personal opinion, grounded in research that was done by Dr. Wade Fowle, a few years back, where he pretty much said bonds have really no place in a retirement portfolio. I don't know if I would totally agree with that, and I'm not sure he totally agrees with that, but I believe he was making a point that in utilizing fixed annuities, not variables, but fixed annuities as a bond alternative, in particular those that have the ability to convert into a guaranteed lifetime income, if nothing else, can be an excellent bond alternative or bond addition in your portfolio. Because obviously, if you go back and look at the research that's been done, Russ, you can buy an annuity for retirement at about a 40-42% less cost than you would have to put money into bonds in order to produce the same amount of income. So I think you're on the right track here. I don't see any advantage of dollar cost averaging into bonds per se in retirement, because the money's going to be sitting in cash earning nothing. You might want to consider using like an indexed annuity if you don't want to go the life annuity thing. I would ladder those, by the way, but the indexed annuity will pay you interest based on no way to lose, minimum of 0, 1, 2%, but then the upside is a percentage of whatever the stock market does. And if you believe, as I do, that over longer time periods, stocks will do better than bonds, the index annuity might give you a return that's a little bit better than bank CDs and so forth. So I wouldn't abandon bonds, but I would want to stick with the riskier bonds and the super safe annuities as my bond portfolio in retirement. How am I doing, Jim? Am I out of time already? Seriously? Oh, my goodness. Well, Carol, I am but a fool, and Bert, I'll have to get to yours next hour. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. That's L-U-C-I-A,
RussellTrees.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.